This is a replay of the Tuesday night, September 8th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday, evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Right from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind and has no consequence whatsoever, it'll be on mine as well. A number of things to discuss. But as I was saying during the news there, the first giveaway in a cereal box. Now, it's interesting, actually, because for two reasons. One is the first giveaway wasn't actually in the box. It was Kellogg's, and it was a long time ago, obviously. And it was a book, actually, and you got it at checkout. If you were buying the Kellogg cereal, you got the book. And so that was the deal in 1910. By the way, you had to buy two boxes of cornflakes to get the book. The book was the Funny Jungle Land Moving Picture Book, which featured horizontal flaps that could be moved to create different pictures and stories. So that's the first one, but that wasn't in the box. Now, as for what was in the box, let me digress a moment and say that many decades ago, I became an avid fan of Captain Crunch. I didn't actually like the cereal. I liked the prize in it. It was a whistle. And of course, it was plastic. And it whistled at 2,600 cycles, which is exactly the frequency I needed to get free long-distance phone calls. So, of course, since it's plastic, it's going to go off frequency after a while. You had to buy a lot of it. I had cases of Captain Crunch. So when I found out that the first giveaway in a cereal box was a whistle, I thought, how appropriate. And that was actually the 1920s, and the product was Malto Meal, whistles at the bottom of the box. No copy on whether they were at 2,600 cycles, not that it would have mattered then. All right, so that's the big news for me, and several other things of note as well. But as I promise, if it's on your mind, it will absolutely be on mine. Mike in Elmwood Park, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Week's going real good. I was off Monday.
Yes.
So, so I went back to doing my crossing guard job, and everything's fine. Can I get a couple requests on?
What you want?
Heard in a Love Song, Marshall Tucker Band.
Didn't I play that last week?
I think I'm not sure. You might have.
I'm gonna have to look for that, because I think I've played that within the last week, but if not, okay, You'll hear it.
Okay, and the other one is Oh, All Happy by Shades of Blue.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Fine song.
And if you did play it, I think it's my Pledging My Love, the Joe Jeffrey group.
Yes, I have that one down, actually. Was that from you?
No, I don't think. No, not really.
Oh, well, all right. Well, that is a request on my list,
okay.
Joe Jeffrey group. I don't think I, I'd have to look. This is terrible. You'd think that I would remember what the heck I played, but that would be absolutely wrong. So let me look.
I know you played, I requested Saturday Night at Movies. I appreciate you playing it.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, yeah, Marshall Tucker Band was Thursday night in the second hour. Your other one, I already forgot the song. This is terrible. What was the other one?
The other one, I think, was Shades of Blue?
No, Oh, How Happy I Haven't Played, and I will play that for you. But you mentioned some other song, and I don't remember it now. God.
The other one was The Pledge of My Love by Joe Jeffrey Group.
Right, which I had as a request, and I didn't know if I played it or not, but I don't see it here in the last week. So But, you know, I thought I did, because I'm pretty sure I talked about him. He was from Cleveland originally, and he used to perform live in clubs around Cleveland until he died, actually. But I was sure I told this story. Oh, here it is. Yes, I did. It was Tuesday night. All right, September 1st, Tuesday night. I played it in the third hour of the show, My Pledge of Love, 1969, on Wand.
Okay. Well, let's see.
So you'll get Oh How Happy, and you'll be happy about it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
I'll be okay.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, this is Tara. I should remember it. But I do remember I was talking, because, you know, Joe Jeffrey was kind of an interesting case, and he tried and tried to get other national hits, and it just absolutely did not happen. But then he was a mainstay in Cleveland, and he used to appear in this club out in the woods, and it literally, I think that was the actual name of it, and it was literally out in the woods, and he did that for years. All right, so Don and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Well, as you can tell at the beginning of the show, you got a preview. We will be playing Brenda Lee, That's All You Gotta Do.
All right.
That'll be our first bumper, but you want to add to the list?
Sure. Hey, interesting stuff about that. Anger at computer failure. So it ended up being computer failure problems.
Well, yes, computer problems. I won't even say failure, because 30 years ago, most of those problems were user-induced.
Oh, it was so frustrating when things would go wrong, yes. I totally recall that era.
I had something happen. In fact, I finally resolved it 2 hours with tech support today on the phone, and I am so mad. So mad. There's a company called Nautel that makes great transmitters. They really are. They're very reliable. I've got 4 of them. All right. Well, the first two, they never bothered to retrofit the Flash application. So they brought out an AUI so that you could address it online without, you know, having to have Flash, which no one does anymore. All right. Very good. Should work. Now, firstly, you would think that this company would have changed these modules long ago so you didn't have to bother with this. But oh, no. And so you've got this AUI module that worked for years. Well, so last week, I decided I would change my passwords. It did not occur to me that there was a glitch in the system with anything in the Mac OS program. And I should have known this, because when you type in the username, which is Nautel, you can't type in the E without doing it through control, because otherwise it thinks it's an emoji. So I should have known that maybe I was going to hit a problem. But the bottom line is I peacefully put in my new passwords and they took them all that. Then I never could access my transmitters again. Neither of them. No way. So I thought maybe I entered them wrong. But they make you confirm it, as you know, twice. And so, you know, they took it. Well, it turns out that there's a glitch in the system with Mac OS where anytime there's an E or a D, it just ignores it. And so consequently, my passwords, which had both of those, were going to be ignored for the next 100 years. So I thought, all right, let's just reset them. There's absolutely no reset unless you can be on the AUI. There's no machine reset. In front of the machine, you can't do it that way. So, which, by the way, I can't believe there's something like that. But the bottom line is tech support didn't know about this either, and it took us 2 hours to figure it out.
How often are you prompted to switch your password?
Well, it doesn't matter how often you're prompted. It's a question of when I want to switch them.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, that makes sense.
You know, and you know, I'm the queen of 17 character passwords and things like that. And I'm pretty good with them too, and worse than that, even though I don't know what record I played last Thursday, I've memorized all my passwords. And I gave them some very nice ones. And at first I thought it had an asterisk in it. I thought, "Oh god, it's probably the asterisk, because I know what that does when you're in terminal and things like that." It wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't. It just dropped the D's and the E's.
Okay.
So, yes. So, you talk about mad. You know, I damn near threw an entire desktop across the room when I figured it out. But by that time, I was so beaten psychologically, I just whimpered away.
The Delphonics 1958 or something.
No. Maybe 1968, but the Delphonics weren't around in 1958.
Okay.
All right. What do you want by the Delphonics?
Oh no, I'm just being funny. I'm trying to guess what Raleigh James's passwords might be.
Oh no, you couldn't guess them.
No, that's okay.
No one could.
Fun.
They're that obscure. But of course, the bots that are trying to configure it, they're not sentient. They're not trying to guess. They're just doing a letter number symbol combination, hoping that they get on it.
How about, I haven't given you any list in a while. How about Bobby Parker, 1961, Watch Your Step?
Okay. Wait. And by the way, like I say, I'm playing That's All You Got to Do, so you gave me that, and that's not the only one you gave me. So there, I've got another one. Watch Your Step, okay. Bobby Parker. All right.
That influenced a couple of Beatles. John Lennon was so influenced by that. Okay. He wrote two songs based on it.
Yeah. We've got What Kind of Man Are You, the Ray Charles deal. I've got that. I've got you down for several here in various places.
Okay.
So don't say it's been a while because we're still out three or four. All right, so what else?
Oh, okay. How about Eddie Arnold, I'll Hold You in My Heart, 1947?
All right, you got it. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Riley.
Sure thing, thanks for calling, appreciate it. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, actually these 3 hours are sort of my respite when I don't have to think about all the technical swirl and everything else. And I'll tell you what though, if you want something reliable, you want the Sea Crane Company. In fact, I've got to replace a couple monitors that I use at one of the transmitter sites. John and I were talking about it, and he said, you know, just use a couple of CC2Es. Yeah, wish they were rack-mounted, but they're not. But however, not only does every radio that Bob Crane has developed have great AM and FM reception, but his Wi-Fi also does, the CC Wi-Fi 3. Yeah, if you're struggling with getting good reception on your little internet radio, whatever you're using, doesn't connect to your wireless access point, or it buffers too much, or it's a hassle to use, you need the CC Wi-Fi 3. It is truly terrific. Now, warning, there's so much to hear that you'll be busy from now till kingdom come, because there's literally tens of thousands of radio stations around the world and audio signals that you can hear right from home. No apps to download, no monthly fees, no ads on the screen, no microphones listening in, and no hassle connecting it. And you can listen to whatever you want with amazing clarity. If you're a DXer, you love AM and all that, and I don't blame you. Well, if you've got something that's just not coming in clearly, yeah, just turn to that Wi-Fi radio, and there's probably a 99% chance they're streaming right now, like WGN, although that's going to come in well on your radios either way. Now, the CC Wi-Fi 3 also has a full-size remote control, and the best of it is, though, it is going to pick up your wireless access point or wireless router, no matter how sluggish it is otherwise. You connect it, you set it, you forget it, and it is easy. CCRadio.com, CCRadio.com. You look at the CC Wi-Fi 3, and again this week, second week in a row, and this one last, you save $10. So that's a nice savings. You can go online to CCRadio.com anytime. Now, if you're wanting to get it as a gift for somebody else, I say in case you don't have internet access, because if you don't, you probably don't want a wireless router or a Wi-Fi 3. But you might want to do this for a friend, a family member. You can call them, 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions on the phone, and you can order on the phone. And even if you go to ccradio.com, if perchance you have a couple of questions, give them a call. 800-522-8863. But if you can go online, do it. Go to ccradio.com. Look at that CC Wi-Fi 3, and you'll be listening in no time. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
If you feel the same way too, here's all you gotta do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, that was Don and Beloit's Request 1960 on Decca. It's flip side, actually. That's All You Gotta Do. And Jerry Reed wrote that. Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize that, but a young Jerry Reed wrote that, and Brenda Lee recorded it. That's All You Gotta Do. What was the A side? Well, you remember that. I'm sorry. All right, so 888-876-5593. During the news, I'm going to switch internet providers. I tell you that because if you're still on hold during the news, you might have to call back. We'll see. Yeah, I know. Anybody who tells you that it's an information superhighway isn't experiencing the fact that it is a dirt road. Yes, with numerous potholes. And we're in one right now. Victor in Silver Spring, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. Just want to let you know Nick is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
What's going on? He
broke
fell?
Broke his femur bone above knee.
Oh, no. No. Oh, that's terrible. Now, I'm not asking you this on the air, but do you know where he is? If I put you on hold, can you tell John the information?
I don't know where he is, but I do have his cell phone number if you want to call him.
Yeah, don't do this on the air. When we're done during the news, I'm going to have you give it to John, and I absolutely will call him. I'm so sorry to hear this.
And you're breaking up, and we call it helicoptering.
Yeah, right. I always call
truckers' phones do this.
I always call it picket fencing, but same kind of thing. All right, I know. And, out in the boonies here, the internet provider's from hell, but I plan to try and switch this during the news. And maybe you'll never hear from me again, at which point I'll drive.
I won't hear from you again.
Yeah, no, well, if worse comes to worse, I just drive to the other studio tomorrow. But hopefully that's not what's going to happen. All right. Well, thank you for letting
me
know.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out a mystery Hispanic station underneath WBT. Heard them Sunday night.
Oh. So 1110. Let me think about that. That'll give me something else to think about.
Now, I know there was a station up in Providence, WHIM at the time, back in the 50s, and I couldn't figure out their format, but they would play silly songs like There Was an Old Woman Who Swallowed a fly, it wiggled and jiggled inside her, so she swallowed a spider.
Yeah.
Then the spider wiggled and jiggled, so she swallowed a bird, and so forth, up to swallowing a horse.
Yeah, well, there's a little station in Ohio. I don't think it's that, but let me think about this during the news. And thank you, and thank you for telling me about Nick. We will absolutely keep him in our prayers. I appreciate it.
Okay, I guess I'll let you go so somebody else can get on here.
If they can.
WHIM was kind of a weird station in Providence back in the 50s.
Yeah, and then the little station in Petoskey. All right, well, let me do some checking. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so let's check out the news, and if you never hear from me again, the other provider bailed. What can I tell you on WGN Radio?
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face, but a little bit of soap never, never, ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap. Away my tears.
Have you heard when love begins to die? It leaves someone to cry.
Night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soul will never wash away the memory of your name and the
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1961 on Laurie, a little bit of soap. All right, so I think that was Cindy who requested that. I'm not sure anymore, but anyway, so yeah, it's like that. But yes, the Apache tribe to the rescue. I've got fiber to the premises with them, and they came through. I think you can hear me loud and clear. Whether anyone's still on hold, well, that's a mystery. Let's find out from Jack in St. Charles. Welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Jack? Not a chance. All right. Well, when I went down changing providers there, I thought we would dump every call, but somehow Jack was hanging on there, at least on my screen. But clearly he wasn't. So we'll have you you call, and then we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. You know, if you're thinking about what's going on in the future and you're considering a psychic, let me instead suggest Star Trek. Yeah, well, if the past is indicative anyway, it's really interesting. In comics years and years ago, you'd see people in spacesuits, and then when the space program started in the latter 50s and the 60s, the spacesuits looked exactly the same. And they really did. And you say to yourself, well, which came first? You know, exactly. They couldn't have patterned themselves after cartoons, but how did they know? Well, Star Trek was interesting because, of course, we're talking mid-latter 60s. You know, the first episode was broadcast in 1966, and they were using handheld wireless radio devices, kind of like walkie-talkies, except not. All the information was right there, and this was something that otherwise no one could use. Touch screens, that was from Star Trek also, when we didn't have them. They called them pads. Yeah, like we later had iPads. They were PADDs, the personal access display devices, and handheld control devices that, this pretty much predicted the arrival of the iPad. Translators, well, that's an app on your phone right now, right? You can translate into any language you want, pretty much. And yes, computers, while ENIAC and UNIVAC were still around to some degree, not on Star Trek. That's right. More of what we saw many years later. So, which was first? I don't know. All right, so now we got Jack in St. Charles back on WGN Radio. How are you, Jack?
Okay. So, I'm in loud and clear now.
Yeah, so what you want to hear?
Yeah. Okay, Joe Harnell's Finding the Moon, Bossa Nova.
I love that song.
Yeah, and Horace Jankowski's Walk in a Black Forest.
Yeah, it had to be that because there's no other Horace Jankowski record anybody in the States knows. Maybe NOLA, but basically none other.
Well, I get online, I can find a whole bunch, but the one that he hit the charts with,
yeah,
Walk in a Black Forest.
Yes, and that was a wonderful, this will take us up to news record. Yes. All right, you'll hear them both, I promise.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I love them both, too. Absolutely. And in the days when disc jockeys had to meet network news at the top of the hour, they'd back time an instrumental. And as I've said many times, they shouldn't have had titles. They all should have been, this will take us up to news. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh. More food recall.
Oh, what do we have now?
Well, I guess it's pre-cooked pork. I don't remember. I never bought pre-cooked pork. I mean, I thought that was really weird. And then the weird thing was, it really, you know, it hit home this time. I haven't bought any this year. I was making sour orange pies, mm-hmm. but like I made a mixed berry pie. It was mixed berry, frozen berry. Maybe I told you this before. Mm. I have memory problems. Mixed berries in the frozen at Walmart. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I buy a lot of that for the whole summer for like when I make my mixed berries pies. Yeah, and
well,
then...
Since you keep track of this, there have been 162 recalls this year, which is not that many statistically more than any other year. Last year, for the entire year, there was 320, for instance. There were 341 in 2020. But the question is, and a lot of people wonder this, does it mean there's more hazardous food, or does it mean...
Yeah.
Or does it mean there's more enforcement? Yes, but does it
mean...
So is it enforcement, or is it the food?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's...
So there have been a number of things. Salmonella as of August 12th, Cyclospora as of August 5th, and also of July 22nd, and Salmonella July 22nd, and Listeria July 22nd, and more Cyclospora. Okay.
So, you know, but then there's something I just remembered. I can't believe I remembered it. But I read on Google that the trend now is that people don't want to buy food produced, like fruits and vegetables, maybe apples, or like something from a tree, out. But they don't want to buy anything produced outdoors anymore. They want to know where the food is coming from, and they want to know.
Well,
and they want to buy it from indoor warehouses.
Well,
you know, the indoor.
They're probably going to have as much, if not more, of a problem with protein, with meat-based or pork-based, as you're mentioning, products. So the idea that you're going to eliminate a form of food to ensure that you won't be affected, not accurate.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but they want, like, indoor food.
Yeah,
like,
well, there's no reason to think that an indoor situation couldn't produce bacterium as well.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, and then what, I forgot. Oh, and then I knew that, I just know. I mean, these thoughts just come to me. I just think so fast. But I told Mike when the came out with
right.
the letter, I told him the problem probably is that the people who own these farms don't invest in outhouses for the field, and it was
when is the case, the outhouses won't help if it's in a culture where they don't use them. It depends where it's grown.
They didn't use them,
right? So it doesn't matter how many you put there, they're not gonna use them. Depends on the culture.
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I know Raleigh, you don't really want to hear it. But I went to the health club. I went to LA Fitness out in Mount Prospect. Only going to swim four laps. And some man started trying to pick me up. And I said, oh, well, I'm not friendly to anyone at the pool, you know, and this and that. And something in the locker room told me to ask for an escort to my car. So I get out and I look in the pool, you know, because there's glass doors. I looked in the pool, glass windows, I mean. So I look in the pool and there was someone still swimming in his lane. So I thought, oh, he's still in there. So I look up, he's right there by the door. And I went over and asked for an escort out. And he heard me and he said, oh, I'll give you an escort out. And I'm like, oh my. So I asked for an escort. I mean, I don't know. I just had like just nightmare. It's over now, but I don't know. It's just, it hasn't happened as much. But that's about the most aggressive incident I had, you know, for a long time at the pool.
Mm. Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad it worked out all right.
Yeah, that you can't do that at the health club to women. It's not in the rules.
All right. Good deal. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, wait. I have a request.
Oh,
I don't know if you'll play it.
Why am I not surprised? Okay, what you want to hear?
Okay, it's for Dolly Parton's Passing Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay.
Okay.
You betcha. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like a Glenn Campbell record for Dolly's passing. Of course, it was Rhinestones, I guess. There's our connection, one would think. I think I'll stick with Horst Jankowski. I don't know about you. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Clearly, anything goes on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, we kind of consider him a one-hit wonder, but boy, he sure wasn't in Germany. That's Horst Jankowski, and in America, it was A Walk in the Black Forest. It was Ein Schwarz something or other in German, and that was a number one record on the Easy Listening chart, and I think it got to like top 15 on the Hot 100, but it was truly a fine song, so I'm glad that was requested. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, James is on the south side. What's happening tonight, James?
Nothing much. Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Yeah, okay, I had some rather interesting ones. I had one of them was about the cat, about a kitten that was used in a bank robbery.
Oh, yeah? Let me look for this. Did not see that, I don't think, although I haven't seen much in the last couple of days. that wasn't on Terminal. All right, so let's see what we got here for you. All right. The driverless car crashing into a police van, I'll say that. I did like that story. I thought that was that was just somehow appropriate. You'd think that that would be something that would cause people to take notice. Of course, I'm not 100% sure where this was, because it was a journalist, Muhammad Elijah, who was riding as a passenger while showcasing a remote-controlled car built by Eshan Zafar, praising the technology, and praising it as it's rolling down the road until seconds later when it veered off course and crashed into a parked police van. At that point, guys frantically grabbing the handbrake to stop it doesn't work, and the blame went to an internet disruption. Well, all right, no one was hurt, no charges have been filed, but a lot of egos were bruised.
Yeah, so, it is a form.
Now, we should mention, by the way, that this didn't happen like in downtown Delaware. This was in Pakistan.
Yeah. But they seem to think that we can somehow have self-driving cars, vehicles, and they're even trying something about planes eventually.
Well, sure.
Which I will not. I don't think I will try that one for certain.
Well, then we have other stories of disgust, such as the new trend in not showering to attract members of the opposite sex. No. Just no.
Hey, that was very strange.
Yeah, pheromone maxing. That's right. And so one user said, stopped washing my hair now. Ironically, get more compliments on how it smells and looks. Pheromone maxing is the key. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, guys are swearing by it. Women are going, ew. So
I'm thinking of South Pacific where I won't wash that man right out of my hair.
Yeah, right. Take your whole body with it. Apparently it's on social media, but everything else is too, where men are sharing techniques for optimizing physical attractiveness and how they smell. Well, lovely. Just lovely. And apparently, if you're truly committed, this doesn't stop at just skipping the shower. Some adherents are adding preparations to their pre-date routine, such as wearing clothes that haven't been washed in days, avoiding scented products whatsoever, and drinking their own urine. No, I didn't just read that. All right, so bottom line there is you can see anything you want on the internet. Don't believe a word of it.
Yeah, and I'm like thinking, why would you do that to your body?
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, this is a level of desperation I've never seen.
Yeah, and then Didn't we have something about somebody trying to do that same thing about the drink of the urine thing?
Oh, yeah, that comes up a lot. Yeah, I know. It's absolutely golden showers and all that. Yes, it's not. I don't want to go there. All right. So so that was thoroughly disgusting. But you're covering the landscape. We have the largest Viking era silver found while digging in the backyard. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and that was good.
Viking era, you know it didn't happen in Cleveland or Miami. This was, in fact, Denmark. And so that's where you would find the Viking remnants, I do believe. That was good. But a routine traffic stop led to 400 unsuspected stolen credit cards. Oh, that's nothing. You probably sent it. If you haven't, you'll see it. The article about the 158,000 stolen driver's licenses. So, in this case, 400 suspected stolen bank cards, 17 postal keys, and thousands pieces of mail. And so, yes, Austin, mecca of crime that it is. So apparently a woman, Elizabeth Rosso, 42, was arrested after officers located her vehicle near the apartment complex and learned that a warrant was issued in connecting with an investigation into credit cards. Yeah, that took some time, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and you think, how could this one woman crime spree manage to be loose that long?
All right, you're absolutely right. You've got a lot more stories, so call me back tomorrow night, and we'll pick it up right there.
Okay.
All right, because we just went into the news, which I didn't mean to do, but we did. Now, with that in mind, Jeff is a first-time caller. Jeff is in Kentucky. Jeff, do not go away. The news is lengthy. What can I tell you? But you'll be first up after the news and the requested bumper beforehand. But don't go away. Radio, I'm Robbie James. 1963, I think, on Columbia. Yeah. Started in the middle because I actually recorded it as an outro bumper years ago when I had to hit news. Yes, when I couldn't do it on my own, I just got exactly 2 minutes to start right before it should end, and then it would. Yeah, usually it was so. I bet you there's an ending on this, too. I'm not sure.
It's the Raleigh James Show.
Yeah, exactly. So that used to keep me honest when I cared. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jeff is a first-time caller in Southgate, Kentucky. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, it is an incredible honor, and I am humbled to be on your radio program tonight after listening to you for the last several months when somebody said, you've got to listen to Raleigh James on WGN. And here I am. I'm a radio veteran of some 46 years.
All right.
And when you just talked about at the end of that bumper, using that as a closeout to the top of the hour to hit network news or whatever, I definitely relate to that. I had that at the beginning of my career. I started in professional commercial radio in 1980.
Okay.
And and a small AM station in Gallatin, Tennessee.
And oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about WHIN 1010?
I am talking about WHIN 1010, the voice of Sumner County.
Yes, they were one of my favorites.
And its sister station was Kix 104, which was a 100,000-watt top 40 station.
Well, it used to be WHIN FM with some of the nicest oldies ever.
It was Win FM.
Yeah, featuring Bruce Clark.
I remember them all very well.
Yeah.
As best I can, 46 years later.
Sure.
I currently do talk radio in Cincinnati, but
oh, great.
I have on 700 WLW, I'm still there.
That's wonderful. Yes. Well, I was at WLW, but they were at 9th and Elm, so it's been several locations ago.
Yeah, we're in Kenwood now.
Yeah.
In these studios that looked nothing like the studios that you and I were familiar with back in the day.
Exactly.
But I wanted to talk to you about terrestrial radio and the way it used to be. And, you know, this is my second time. Well, I actually called into John Landecker's show once, so it's my third time on WGN.
That's great.
I got invited to do an audition.
Yeah.
Back when it was still Tribune Broadcasting, and in 2009, after a Blackhawks game.
Okay.
And obviously, I didn't get the job, but I got the opportunity to be there in the Trib Tower.
Nice.
Where, at the bottom floor, where people could still talk to you on the mic outside the studio.
Yeah.
And it was... Again, one of the highlights of my radio career, even though it amounted to nothing more than $50 an hour, and they paid for my gas up from Cincinnati in a hotel room. But I've got to tell you that I have so enjoyed listening to you and your trivia and everything that you do on your show. And I just, this is more of a call of appreciation than anything else. But I wish the listeners would understand, and some of them do, Raleigh, about what we had to do to get a commercial on the air back in the day with the grease pencil and the splicing block and the razor blade to put together a one-minute concert spot. Sometimes took an hour in the studio. I don't know if you remember those days.
Oh, do I not remember them? Yes, and the reel-to-reel Scully Lays, the through tape, if you just hit stop. But sadly, I started right before that. I still have transcription discs I cut. Not only that, but when the owner was too cheap to buy the little vacuum for the tone arm, you had to do it from the inside out or you would eat your own shavings.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I still have around here, you know, a lot of people have things like carts. Well, I still have, and now I can't think of the name of them, but they're the little metal boxes that we used to use before cart machines.
My goodness.
Yeah, what the hell was it? John will probably think
I remember. I remember in the late 1980s doing Top 40 radio in Nashville and having the six-stack cart machine.
Oh, sure.
That would sequence all of them through.
Yeah.
And you didn't need to worry about putting on Stairway to Heaven on a turntable.
McKenzie's, that's what they were. Excuse me, McKenzie's, McKenzie repeaters. That was that. Yes, okay.
Okay.
So now, yes, six cart machines, all right. WDNC in Durham, North Carolina, that's what we had. They all came into the same pot.
Yes, but the six-stack cart machines were fantastic. If you had a groupie outside and you would just set the song and the jingle and the commercials, they were all going to just fire while you were taking care of whatever nefarious business you had to take care of for 15 or 20 minutes. But people don't understand the difference with podcasting and all of the technological advancements we have today. But the thing that surprised me most about doing that show at WGN I did back in December of 2009 was that I was not allowed to pick up the phone. I was not allowed to touch anything except my microphone to hold it closer to me because of the union nature of.
Yeah. You still there? Hello, hello? Did I lose you? Jeff, you couldn't have gone. Please don't go. Looks like I lost you. There you are. You just faded away for a minute.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm here. I'm just saying the union nature of those markets was so much different than what we were working with in other markets that didn't have unions, where we were responsible for everything that went on the air. And we had to physically touch things to make them move.
The worst part about unions, actually in the 50s, when you had the deal, the worst market as far as I'm concerned was St. Louis, and I don't know why. They had a bunch of aging AFM guys, and literally you couldn't train them to hit a post to save their souls. So, So of course you could drive a truck through the dead air, and... Yeah, so I remember those deals, and I was at KMPC when we went combo, and actually we had great engineers there, but I liked it better combo. I liked the hands-on feeling.
But the other thing about Chicago radio in particular I would like to mention is that my mom and dad moved to Western Chicago, Downers Grove and Naperville, Illinois, mm-hmm. in 1965-66.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got bit with the radio bug, was listening to all the great voices on WLS and WCFL and WGN and WIND. And I decided at 7 years old that I was going to be on the radio.
That's great.
And I will say to you, And I tell people this all the time, Raleigh, is that how many kids who are 7, 8 years old say they want to do this for a living in their life and actually get to do it? I am so blessed and so grateful that I have been able to do it consistently somewhere, full-time or part-time, since I was 19 years old in 1980. And I am so thankful that I got to pursue this passion that we call radio, and I'm glad you're still doing it.
You're so nice. I'm just delighted that you called. And you know, I'm always trolling for callers, and good ones are just wonderful, so I want to do what I can do to convince you to call again.
Oh, I definitely will, when I'm up this late, will call you again. I will enjoy the rest of the show, and I just to hope that there are many, many years more for you to be doing this.
Well, you're very kind. I don't know about that, but for the time being anyway, we'll take it a day at a time. But, you know, moving to suburban Chicago when you did, you had a lot of little interesting suburban stations like YEN in Des Plaines or WWMM in Arlington Heights. It was an interesting time.
Well, you know, the other thing about that was one of the stations that I glommed onto because I was always searching, and I loved the Soul Station. What was it, WVON?
Oh, yeah, right. Also, but GEE, and there's a lot of, WAD. There was great Soul in Chicago, you betcha, and VON was wonderful.
The first time I heard The Moments, Love on a Two-Way Street, was on WVON.
Perfect. A wonderful memory.
And Naperville had North Central College, and I listened to that station.
Right. Well, good.
I think it was WONC.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you again for the time, and I have a challenge for you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I have a challenge for you. I do occasionally on... When the red season is over, I'll have Monday and Tuesday nights from 9 to midnight on WLW. And I have done this series for several years called American History on the Radio. I would love to invite you on as a guest. We can do it earlier in the day. If you're so inclined, I would love to be able to contact with you and do an interview with you about your extensive radio career on my show.
That's so nice of you. I will put you on hold, and I'll have John get your information. And, we do. Talk about old Cincinnati radio, because there's a lot of wonderful stories.
Yes, there are.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, I'm delighted you called, and I'm anticipating hearing from you again soon.
Cheers, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. We've got Fran and Austin and Eduardo in Tampa, and plenty of room for you on WGN Radio.
My dearest darling, I'm writing you this farewell line. And if I'm saying that I'm blue and lonesome all the time, well, I'm crazy about you, darling, and I can't get you out of my mind. Why, don't you answer those letters I've been writing you? Why don't you answer those letters I've been writing you? Well, you told me that you loved me, and oh, you said that we were through. Don't you answer those letters I've been writing you? Why don't you answer those letters I've been writing you? Well, you told me that you love me, and oh, you said that we were through. Closing my letter with the one more little thing to say.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Flip Records, they're such a great little Hollywood label. There's a couple, the Fur Tags, Max and Lillian. They had a publishing company, and they did Flip Records and had all sorts of really neat stuff on it, including what you don't often hear, the Mirages. Yes, why don't you answer? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, I have just about had it with this computer. I want to take a hammer or, you know, if I had a hammer, I'd beat up my computer.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, so tell me what's gone wrong today.
Oh, everything. But it's just like I can't do anything on it. None of the keystrokes, as you know, but a lot of people might not know, I don't use a mouse or anything like that. Everything has to be done with keystrokes.
Yeah.
And when none of the keystrokes that I used to use, and I used to be able to, if I couldn't figure out something, I could play around with it and try to think like a computer in a weird way, and I don't know how to explain it, but
yes,
kind of an intuition thing, and figure it out. Nothing seems to work with this thing. And if I can play, I have all this music that I want to play, so I bought these drives, and I was going to copy them to these drives that I can put. I can play them on my phone if I want to, or you know, something else. And I can't even get to the darn drives. And then whenever I try to search for something on my computer, and usually what you do is you hit the Windows key and you type in the search that you want, it puts me into Bing search.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, yes.
I was trying to find the thumb drive, and I thought, okay, I'll hit the search, and I'll put USB thumb drive. So I put USB thumb drive, and it found the one I wanted, but it wanted me to buy it.
Oh, God.
And I have it plugged into the computer. I don't want that.
Are you able to access File Explorer? I mean, can you see? I don't know if that would be visible, you know, audible, obviously, but I don't know whether File Explorer, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's an easier way to search. But tell me, make and model of computer.
Oh, shoot. I've had this thing for so long. I don't remember.
All right.
It's a, yeah.
And what, are you running?
I don't.
Are you running Windows 11?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. All right.
Yeah.
It's just maddening. You know, maddening as hell. Well, hang on a minute. Let me, during the news, I'll actually make myself busy and see if I come up with anything to make this accessible. Don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up there right after the news right here on WGN Radio. James, well, Don from Beloit requested that. Bobby Parker, yeah, talk about unsung. He was on VJ, and in fact, he did the original, and he wrote it. You Got What It Takes. Barry Gordy didn't want to put him on the writer's credit when Marv Johnson did, so he isn't. But I think he got some royalties later. In any event, in 1961, he was on a little Philly label, V-Tone. And that was interesting, too, because while he wrote it, it was published, of course, by quote-unquote Caldwell. Buddy Caldwell owned V-Tone. And if you're wondering where the V came from, he was originally Venton Caldwell was his name, so he V-Tone, but everybody knew his Buddy. In any event, he infected that. But Buddy Bobby Parker, born in Lafayette, Louisiana, and sadly died on Halloween. Gosh, it's been over a decade now in outside of Baltimore. So, yeah, all right. So later he had a couple CDs on some label I've never heard of, so, yeah, or something like that. But in any event, that was Watch Your Step. All right, so not the same as the Sammy Sevens record, Watch Your Step, which Kenny Gamble wrote, which is a nice song as well. Maybe we'll play that some night. All right, so back to Fran and Austin. So now, the thing I wondered, the first thing, are you using, I hate to say it, narrator?
No, okay. I'm using JAWS.
Yeah.
And I'm using it's an HP computer.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, because most of the things I read, you know, go about it through a narrator, acting like narrator is the be-all, end-all as far as seeing things, I don't know. Obviously, you know where the Windows logo key is. You can do that. And if you Windows
yes.
logo key with Control and Enter, that starts narrator. But anyway, if you go to this PC, and I like to do it through the Windows file thing, but you can do it just in general, just go to this PC. Can you get there?
I can certainly try.
Okay, the easiest way is the Windows logo key and E, open File Explorer. And then at that point, if you do Alt-D, that's going to jump you to the address bar, which is where you want to be, because you just type in this PC and hit Enter. And that will open everything that has your internal and external drives. And then you can tab it until you see the devices and drives. It's a grid or a list, you know, and then you can use your arrow keys.
Yeah.
And so that should work. I mean, if that doesn't work, I'd be very surprised. Yeah. And I wouldn't I wouldn't blame you if you're saying I did all that and I still can't get there, because that's the only. Now, I don't know as much as like JAWS or NVDA whether any of that is different. But if all else fails, turn on narrator and see if you get there.
I can try it. Also, I did find the disk, the drive one time, but it wanted me to do things with it, and I don't know what it means. There's one thing it said, do you want to make it a hard drive? And then it said, did I want to make it a D something? I can't remember now what that means. Three options, and I did not know which one of those three options to
Well do you have a D drive there already?
Yeah, I've got a C drive, I've got an E Elements drive, I think it's called, and then I had this other one plugged in. I don't know what it's going to fall under, but I found it, but it was asking me, you know, did I want to do this with it or that with it? All I want to do is copy music on it.
Right,
I want to do with it.
Yeah, I just want to, where normally if you could see it, you just want to see it and drag it, but you can't. Oh, man.
I can copy it to clipboard and then paste it to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just can sit there and do that and, you know, get a lot of the music off that I want to listen to most often. And I'm going to get a larger drive and just put all, because the one I have, I've got a backup drive on there. Okay. But I don't want to use that. So I'm going to get a larger drive when I've got the money to, you know, just put nothing but my music on it.
Right,
And TV shows and things that I, you know,
right, a little
that I want to listen to. No,
A little SSD external drive, you know, a couple terabytes
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah.
But it's a little out of my price range at the moment, so.
But it won't be soon because, boy, that's coming down all the time. Boy, remember when that really used to be pricey?
Oh.
Now, my God, you know, 4 terabytes and it's not much at all.
I've been even wondering, should I try a whole new learning curve and try a Mac?
You know, if this were 20 years ago, I would have said, absolutely, don't. But, you know, and I am a Mac girl, that's true. But, of course, I deal with the dreaded Windows as well. If I were younger, I would be a Linux girl, no doubt about that. The problem with,
was,
you know, when Windows first came out, when 3.1 turned into Windows 95 and all that, I always said, man, this is PC wanting to be Mac because it was so much graphical user interface. But now what's happened
right.
is Mac wants to be PC. Because it's been now close to a decade where parts of the OS on Mac are read-only. And I hate that. I want to be able to do anything I want to an operating system because I had some old little programs I used to put on there and all that, which you can't do anymore. You know, I look at this as time goes on, may he rest in peace, Steve Jobs. A lot of it is not why I loved Apple, you know, because there is read-only crap and all that. So I don't know that it would save you. And then you have glitches with all the companies that don't really make anything for OS, like I talked about earlier with Nortel not taking
right.
some of my keystroke commands. So, you know, I don't know that would help. I wish it would. But I wouldn't say nah. Yeah. Nah, you'll just have another right. It's just another kind of pain.
Yeah, it's not letting me download anything. I need a new because the music player that it has on there does not seem to have any instructions on it that I can read. And so when I play music, it shuts off JAWS.
Yeah, see, I don't. And I don't use any of the internal PC programs, you know, as far as that goes. So as soon as I see some like music come up, I'm like, go away, just go away. But there are so many third party things, and again, I do most of my editing on Macs just because you know I'm more used to it and I like it. But and there's WavePad. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cheap programs out there that'll let you edit audio. Because it's not like you want to multi-track things and do all that. So
No.
So there's a ton of cheap little audio editors, if not free, that you could get for PC. Let me see.
I know I used to love Winamp.
Okay.
It worked very well with JAWS, but I'm trying to download it, and it won't let me do it. I think there's something wrong with my security settings, and so I got to wait till my friend comes home from out of town and she's going to look at that. But I'm just, you know, I'm just ready to
there
throw
is
it out
a,
the window.
Yeah, there. I mentioned before what I use for Mac and WavePad, which is NCH software, and they do make it for Windows, and that would let you, you know, edit anything you wanted, but of course it sure helps to see the screen, so that might not be and there's a lot of free things you could download and just see, like Audacity is still around, and there's others as well that are free audio editors. So Wave is low cost, but yeah. I think Reaper is fairly inexpensive. So, but let me look around, because as I say, I'm saying, hey, WavePad, but I don't think I could do this if I couldn't see it. So
And of course, the older individuals who are blind program left me high and dry. I don't know whether they're not returning my phone calls. I had a couple more hours of tech training, which is not even going to be near what I need, but
right.
The trainer's not calling me back. My caseworker is not calling me back. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether they lost their funding. But even if they lost their funding, they should call their clients and tell them that, I would think. But
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, you absolutely should get an answer.
Yeah.
That's maddening as hell. And it's also maddening that there's not some, accessible website, so to speak, that would have suggestions for all of this. You know, that's
if there is, I don't know about it. If any of your callers, and I know a lot of the people who call you don't use computers, but if there are any who do, and you have anything that you can offer me, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you betcha. And I'd like that too. 888-876-5593. There's got to be something out there, and it bothers me that I think, from what I see, Reaper is considered a favorite. And and supposedly they have a plug-in for JAWS. So that may be something. There needs to be something better than this. So, but yeah, I'd say look at Reaper, and in fact, they've got a website, Reaper Accessible, and they have a section, best recording software for blind or visually impaired, and so you can see at least what they've got, but. I do want people to call, because, again, I think there should be some type of, Reddit for blind users, if you will, so people could share their experiences to say, hey, this is what it does well and this is what it doesn't do well, because all of them have their pluses and minuses. So
I'm just a regular computer user. I don't know a lot. It's like, okay, tell me what keys to press, and I just want to know what works, and, I'm not really, a big...
Yeah, well, the other thing is, of course, you're really not trying to record anything when I'm saying Reaper, now that I think about it. All you want to be able to do is access the file and move it to something else. You just want to move a file. This shouldn't be hard. Yeah, I know. Famous last words.
I want to get on some websites, and I want to download some stuff, and it's not letting me do anything.
Yeah, well, when you get into downloading, now you're at the mercy of whoever set up the site. But just the idea of having things on one drive and wanting to put them on another drive, that should be simple, stupid. So
well, that's what I thought when I bought these thumb drives. I thought, well, even I should be able to do that with this computer.
Yeah,
but. I think I mentioned I can't get on your website on my computer.
Really?
I mentioned that.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me ask you, how stringent are your security settings?
I have no idea.
Okay, well,
I don't mess with that.
All right, so. Here is the deal. I am insecure, so to speak. I am not HTTPS. I am just the old http://. I'm lazy. And one of these days I might update it. It's not happening soon. So the bottom line, and sadly, our buddy in Atlanta, Julie, she wants to listen to the stream, and the library won't let her. and the library won't let her because they're saying this is a malicious site. It's not a malicious site. It's just not an HTTPS, and I understand that. So their software blocks it completely. But that is probably what's doing it. You probably have a security setting that you can change.
Yeah, it's a good thing I can get it on my phone.
Yeah, right. Your phone doesn't care, right? Exactly. But
yeah,
it might not be that, but I tend to look right there when I'm trying to figure it out because it's not a secure site. And believe me, there's nothing on my site that's going to do anything to anybody's computer. But that said, when the security settings want it all to be HTTPS, and this isn't, so that's the deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll see what I can do to unlaze myself. Not anytime soon, but I'll put it on the list.
All right. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Good to talk to you. Okay, bye.
All right. Good to talk to you. Yeah. Thanks, bye.
It's just, life is just so unfair because it's hard enough to use computers when you can see the damn screen. When you can't, you add that to the mix. And a lot of things that could care less when they're doing their coding. And yeah, I can see why Fran would want to get into bludgeon mode. Absolutely, I can see that. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Eduardo, we got James, more stories, and we got you, I hope, on WGN Radio.
I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Eddie Arnold, yeah, on Shellac, 1947 on RCA. Yeah, he co-wrote that, too. I'll hold you in my heart. And sometimes when I get this kind of request, I wonder, what are you people listening to? Yeah, that you think of I'll hold you in my heart. Yeah, it's not coming up on any of the country stations you'll hear today, that's for sure. But that's Eddie Arnold, who had a career for many, many decades. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Eduardo is in Tampa. So, all right, Eduardo, what's up? Well, I guess nothing. All right. Eduardo will have to call us back after the news. That's coming up in about a minute. And David in Muskegon might have advice for Fran. Oh, this is going to be good. All right, and we have another hour to talk to you. And let me mention again about the new moon before the news. Yes, that's right. A public service. If you write those prosperity checks, not real money. Yeah, but petitioning the universe for all manners of riches. You want to know about the new moon? Then the new moon is happening Thursday during this show, actually, at 10:27 p.m. So mark it on your calendar so you'll be able to follow along. All right, more about nothing coming up next hour right here in your request to on WGN Radio.
has been so strong that somehow we've carried on in the world.
I'm Raleigh James, Shades of Blue, 1966 on Impact. Yeah, Harry Balk, Chicago label. Anyone in radio in the 60s in Chicago knew Harry Balk, that's for sure, independent promotion guy. And Oh How Happy was quite the hit. So, and I already forget who requested it, but well, I've got it written down somewhere. When I'm looking for something completely else, I'll no doubt find it. But hope he enjoyed it. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh, I'm totally blind myself. And with JAWS and the flash drive, the first thing with the flash drives are, you can only put so much music on there, and good luck finding a free website, because you're going to have to pay for each individual song that
okay,
you
wait,
download.
Okay, wait. You're saying flash drives. Are you talking about thumb drives, which is basically the USB drives that Fran is using?
Yes.
Okay, and how much memory do most of yours have?
It would have, like, at the library, the one I looked at, it was like 180 minutes at the most you could get.
No, I didn't mean in terms of minutes. I meant in terms of how much storage space you had on it, in terms of megabytes or gigabytes, whatever. All right.
Oh, I forgot the amount of gigabytes and megabytes it was.
Right.
But as far as storage space for, like, music, you can't get that much music on them.
All right, understood. Maybe. But that's not her problem. She's not getting that far. Here's the thing. She's inserting the thumb drive, and she's not able to access it on her computer.
Okay, she's not able to access it.
Right, and so when you go to access it, because you're totally blind, all right, you insert the thumb drive. What do you do?
Oh, what do you do? Yeah, if you can't access it, that becomes a really big problem.
Well, yeah, but walk me through how you access it.
Well, let me think now here. When you access it, I believe there's a code you have to use.
No, there's no code. All right, it's your own. We assume it is your own thumb drive. You put that thumb drive into the USB slot on the computer, and what do you do next to see what comes up?
Whoa, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a big question.
All right, never mind. Just thanks anyway. I appreciate the thought, but it's not going to help.
Yeah, tell her that she'd be better off, and I'm going to tell her this, she'd be better off using her smart speaker and making playlists of music
to
listen to.
All right. Appreciate it. No, we're trying to figure out how she can do what she wants to do, not a workaround.
How to figure it out. You know what? I could call the library and ask here, because I was trained on JAWS itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the cheaper version of JAWS. They'll tell you when you go to buy the JAWS computer not to buy it. And the reason you don't want to buy it, it doesn't work very well.
Well, this is a standard Windows 11 computer. It's not the computer. But there's got to be a way that Fran can determine what is on that thumb drive that she's inserting. And that's what I'm trying to find. But maybe we'll see somebody else who come up with something. But I appreciate the thought, and I appreciate you calling.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. So if you install a USB drive, you plug it in. Usually, as I say, it pops up on your desktop or wherever you're wanting it to pop up. You can usually see it easily in Windows Explorer. But if you can't see it all, that's my question. And if that's you, how do you know what is on that file? How do you know what, how do you know the file is even connected, etc.? And so I've never tried to do that, obviously, you know, with my eyes shut. And yeah, that's tough. All right, if you know, because somebody's got to, this should be a very simple answer. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And I know we have a lot of people listening to this show who are blind, and I have a feeling we have a lot of people who actually have done this successfully. So this is your time to share. That's right. Give back. Or whatever. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALLEIGH. And I'm pretty sure, as I say, I'm pretty sure that somebody probably knows, and I'm embarrassed that it is not me. And, you know, I'm at the mercy of whatever I read online, which does not help too much if, you know, if it's wrong, for one thing. It's sort of like AI. AI is so great until it isn't. But I believe that Paris in Los Angeles has some advice. So, Paris, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, this is Paris. Yeah, I'm also totally blind, and I use a jaw as well.
Okay.
So, so when you put in a thumb drive, I'm pretty tech savvy, there should be a Windows dialog come up saying, where do you want to open the, like a little dialog there, so you want to, like in Windows, you know, in Windows,
yes.
Windows Explorer, or they call it my computer Windows
right.
Explorer. Their dialogue said, where do you want to open?
Okay.
Open the thumb drive. It should say, use open in Windows Explorer, open in this computer, so, something like that. A dialogue should come up.
Now, can you just open it on your desktop, or do you have to open it in something like Windows Explorer?
It will open the thumb drive. If you go into my, you know, when in the start menu you search for a computer, it the thumb drive once it opens up, it will open as a separate like separate window.
Right.
As it won't open in desktop, but it will open as a separate window
on
the computer.
So if you do it in Windows Explorer, then, and it asks to open it there, it's going to open it under this computer and probably give it a drive letter?
Yeah, it'll give it a drive letter, because that's how this computer, that's what's going on here. I think that when you open it, that thing should come up.
Okay.
If it doesn't come up, it means the thumb drive might be locked. You know, what
right.
you have to do then is to, you know, little switch.
Right.
You push the switch back on the hardware, not on the computer, on the hardware, and then put the thumb drive back in
yeah.
to the computer.
No, I think
that's how it's going
to
work.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying, Paris, is what happened, because when Fran said to me, it wants to know if I want to open it a D or whatever, I think that was probably under this computer, and it wanted to give her a drive letter.
Yeah. No, so, just open it in Firefox. Don't you know. Open in camera. It'll ask if you want to open it in the photos app. Don't do that.
Right.
Otherwise, you get yourself messed up.
Oh, God,
just
yes.
Just open it in Fire. Like, open it in the computer. Then it'll open up at a drive.
Okay.
And you can access all your files and folders on the drive.
That's great.
It'll come up on the drive. So try that.
No, that's a great idea. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm using Jaws as well, so I'm also totally blind. So
okay.
Just letting them know.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so Fran, there's your answer. The dialog box you're seeing when it says, you know, D, choose that, because if you don't have anything else that's mapped as letter D, that's perfectly fine. It's just gonna map that under this computer, which is really where you want to be. And then if you then click on it, you should be able to see a list of the file. You know, when I say see, you know, Jaws should be able to read the list of the files that are there. So when you first put it in, you want that challenge box asking what you want to do with it. It's the most important part of this. And so with that in mind, then just select, you know, if it'll let you select this this PC, that's great. But if it won't let you select this PC and it's just giving you something like a D :// take it, and that should solve it. Let me know. I want to know. 888-876-5593. But yeah, that makes all the sense in the world that it would work that way. Jimmy P. on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how you doing?
I don't know anymore. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Listen, you played a song by the Mirages or something?
Yeah, I did. I did play the Mirages. Yes, I did. Why Won't You Answer?
What was the name of that song?
Why Won't You Answer?
Oh, wow. That's a good song. I never heard it before.
Yeah,
is that the one?
1958 on Flip.
Did Stan request
yes.
that?
Yes, he did.
I'll make it quick because I know Eduardo might call back.
Well, you never know.
All right, listen, I got a six-pack if you play it.
I would love that. What you got?
I got As I Sit Here by the Whispers.
Oh, great song. All right. On Dory.
Any Other Way by William Bell.
Okay.
Let's see. Baby, It's You by the Spaniels.
Okay.
Let's see. I got a million of them. How about the El Dorados?
Maybe
I Need You.
Okay, all right.
Maybe I Need You. How many is that? Four?
Okay, that's four.
How about Opportunity by the Jewels?
Okay.
And one more, huh?
Yeah.
And how about a song by the Skyliners? How about Close Your Eyes?
All right.
And there's another guy I enjoy listening to, the fellow from Rockford.
Yes, Ralph.
Ralph. He's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And with his accent or whatever. All right, I'll make it quick. So nice talking to you. I don't always get a chance to call you, so.
Well, I'm always delighted when you do, and you will hear some of your six-pack tonight.
Oh, beautiful. All right, Riley.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
it. Listen, one more thing.
Yes.
That copper he said was a retired Chicago copper. You got shot two times. Did he ever call back when I came to all my...
No.
I was suspicious about him. I don't know if he,
Oh, maybe not real.
Yeah, not real. Because I gave him all the information and he never called back after that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So, all right, Riley, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, so there you have it. Yes, the six-pack will begin. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Riley, right here on WGN Radio.
Say that you my friend, but I know why you're here. She wants to know how I've been. Well, tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Any other way.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. I think Jackie Shane was my favorite on that, although Chuck Jackson did a really nice job, too. But that's the original, and that's the guy who wrote it. William Bell, Any Other Way, 1962, on Stax, one of Jimmy P's six-pack. So 888-876-5593. Now, I don't know if James called back or if this is from earlier. So, James, are you there? All right, yeah, James called earlier. We did a bunch of stories, and we'll probably do more tomorrow night. So that means it's wide open time for you. If it's on your mind, it's on mine. But since little is going on at the moment, I think it's a perfect time to do some 2020 news. What do you think?
Brady card blip.
Well, this ain't going to work since I'm still playing William Bell. All right, well, yeah, I should get this together.
Brady card blips, plus Universal's Neighborhood Nightmare and Advancing Bears. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. sacking Tom Brady. NFL legend Tom Brady's newest California card vault store got sacked just 1 week after opening. Palo Alto, California police say burglars busted a window, blitzed the display cases, and bolted with 60 sports cards worth more than $12,000. Brady won 7 Super Bowls, but apparently the greatest of all time's newest defense couldn't cover the glass. Scream Machine. Universal Hollywood's new Fast and Furious roller coaster is fast, furious, and freaking out the neighbors. The 72-mile-an-hour thrill ride was engineered whisper quiet with gravel-filled tracks, sound walls, and scream shields, but nobody muffled the passengers. Local Toluca Lake residents say blood-curdling bellows blast through closed windows every 30 seconds. Universal's looking for solutions. Maybe the next attraction should be the Fast and the Mutiest. The Bait Outdoors. The bears take over the mountain. Vermont's the mean mountain state as black bears besieged the celebrated ski town of Stowe. Scare bears have broken into bedrooms and restaurants, even climbing on a car to try to steal a chicken nugget from a 10-month-old girl inside, the Globe reports. Dumpster diving. A feeding frenzy amid an explosion of humans meet bears standoffs. But one local bar owner says he'd stand in front of a bear to save it from being shot. The last resort. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, I feel bad for the bears, actually. You know, people talk about the right to bear arms. I've always thought it should be the right to arm bears. But that said, I'm with the guys. I'll stand in front of the bears or it won't be shot. Well, apparently some have been. They've been forced to euthanize the repeat offenders. And unfortunate. And, you know, actually, those repeat offenders are usually bears. They have been the creation of those of you who've been, quote-unquote, nice to the bears, who fed it, things like that. And who've made it easy for the bear to, in fact, get you chicken nuggets. But I don't know. Stealing a nugget out of an infant's hand, I'm not sure about that story. But you never know. Obviously, commercial dumpsters, many of which are created in such a way that the bears cannot get into them. But I don't know how many bears have been actually in Stowe recently. Obviously, bird feeders, they're asking people to take those down to say the least, and such. But bottom line is that as population grows and all that, the more everywhere is bear country. Yeah, but I like the bears. That's of course because I'm not meeting a hungry one face to face. That's right. I can anthropomorphize all I want. Although it does make me wonder what's on YouTube. Of course, that would cover so much ground, really. But all of the videos about the interactions with bears in such a wonderful, loving, friendly manner. Don't buy that for a minute. All right, not saying that a very well trained from birth animal can't in fact show that type of behavior. But for the most part, yeah, I don't think you want to cuddle the big blackie who was on your porch. So there you are. There you have that. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And in national parks and the like, they've always done very well about the trash receptacles not being pretty much bear-proof and all the warnings about what you should and shouldn't do. But increasingly in neighborhoods where that wasn't a problem before, it is taking residents by surprise. Oh, I had a horrible story, by the way, taking people by surprise. You know, we've heard probably countless stories on title theft and all that. Well, let me put another nail in that coffin coming up right after the news on WGN Radio.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. So that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And to think that I'm wasting time, I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind.
I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
I'm Raleigh James. Dobby Gray, Drift Away, 1973, and that was on Decca. And that's for Billy Bob in Bourbon 8. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Marty in Whiting has requests. All right, what do you want to hear, Marty?
I'd like to a couple requests by Cassandra Wilson, since she passed away last week.
All right.
It might take you some digging, but it's, I'm looking at her obituary again, but apparently, she did songs by Joni Mitchell, Muddy Waters, the Hank Williams, the Bob Marley. But if, like, and if it takes too much time for you, Raleigh, don't worry about it. But if she did a song that Muddy Waters did, and also Hank Williams, because I'm a fan of both of those guys, I wouldn't mind hearing at least one or two, you know. But it might take you some digging, though. But
all right, you got any titles in mind?
They don't have any titles in here, Raleigh.
All right, I'll find something. So you want either Muddy Waters or Hank Wilson? There's a Quinella. All right.
Hank Williams.
Okay, all right. we'll do it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, because Hank Williams did write a lot of good songs. I'm sure I can find one that would be appropriate. We'll see, actually. Eduardo in Tampa is back on WGN Radio.
Hello?
Yes, this is you.
Yeah, thank you for getting back to me. Sorry
Absolutely.
About that.
Yeah. So what's happening?
I wanted to bring up, because they mentioned they did a story on Gander, Newfoundland.
Okay.
That's the town that welcomed at least the people that were on 38 flights on the September 11th, 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I like when they put the they say they put the food that they served on the ice rink to keep it cold.
Yeah,
that was pretty interesting.
Right, it was in the right geographic space. There's about 12,000 people who live in Gander, but because of its position, made it ideal for a grounded flight. And, you know, you see a lot of that also in Labrador. You'll see a lot of planes that will stop for refueling and stuff like that coming from Europe. And so let's say you're going from Europe to Newark, all right, whatever, halfway is Gander, pretty much. And so by the end of the day, I think there were something like 36 planes there. And, of course, you know, at that point, I don't think they had any contingency plans for anything like that. You know, what do you do with 7,000 people when your entire population is not double that? Once it was clear that the planes weren't going anywhere anytime soon, because, you know, it's not just refueling. What do you do? So I think that was probably what the article was about, what to do with an influx of a lot of visitors. And, of course, that's when it becomes a state of emergency, and you got churches and schools that are shelters and the hockey rink and everything else.
Yeah. They did a play.
Yeah,
They did a play, and the mayor of Gander said he saw it, like, in different countries.
Yeah.
So I guess they did that all around, and I know they did it in Chicago. It would be great to see it. But somebody mentioned it was on Apple TV. I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay, it could be.
Yeah.
Sure. So, yeah.
But they did show a preview of it. They did show a preview on CBS Sunday show, and it looked pretty interesting. So.
Yeah, I guess it was a Broadway musical originally, like about a decade ago, Come From Away. That was interesting because originally the people in Gander didn't think it was going to make for much of a story. The mayor said, well, I've never really seen a musical, but in my mind, I'm thinking, how do you make a musical out of sandwiches, soups, and blankets? and apparently it won a Tony Award. So Mayor Elliott apparently has seen the show 139 times, like you say,
yeah,
in six different countries, and and in
it's
Gander.
Funny.
And so so there you go. That's the deal there. And I would think that probably now you probably could see a version online somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, at least something good came out of that day, so Gander came through.
Absolutely. And so, yes, that would be the 9/12 musical, the day after 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure Gander is still talking about it.
Yeah.
What's hard?
Okay, Raleigh, you're winding down here. I'll call back again maybe tomorrow or Thursday if I got some good.
All right, good deal. I'll look forward to it.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, have a good evening.
Yeah, for the most part, if you're 24 years old, you were born after 9/11. Yeah, that's right. It's come down to that. So it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago. Dave, 25 years this year. Dave on the North Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello.
What's up?
I'd like to request some songs.
Oh, gosh, here we go. What do you want?
How about Frank Sinatra? I think he was with Artie Shaw. Or maybe Tommy Dorsey, you know.
Yes, probably. What's the song?
I think it's called The Canyon by the Cave, or Canyon by the Cove.
Okay. All right. I'll find it. Where are you hearing these things?
My jazz station, WBCB.
Okay, yeah, BCB, right, I forgot. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, actually, I heard them about a week ago on Swing Shift during the 11 o'clock hour.
All right. You liked them so much, you want to hear them again.
I
think probably you're talking about that Tommy Dorsey song, The Call of the Canyon.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah, I know. You're great with titles, I know. But yeah, I think it's the call.
I hear so much music, I cannot keep track of every. I don't have the mind like you do for remembering names.
Yeah, I don't remember anything current. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I don't even know what people request a day later. So okay, that was a 78 on Columbia. I've got it. It was the B-side to Love Lies.
It's interesting you can't remember the next day, but you can remember a song from 60 years ago.
Well, that's normal. That's very normal. When you're in advanced age, you have no real short-term memory. The circuits in your brain don't work that way anymore, but your long-term memory, so it's the old joke, you know, you don't know what you ate for lunch today, but you know what you did 60 years ago. It's just the way it is.
I try singing to my girlfriend every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I get like about 4 or 5 song words out of the song, and I forget the rest of it.
Well,
I don't know how you can.
Well,
when you talk to people, you sit there and bring up like lines out of these songs.
Well, sure, but I remember them from 60 years ago. I don't remember them from last week.
Yeah, I can't even remember them. Yeah,
no. You know, the things from the mid-60s, like all the lyrics to They're Coming to Take Me Away, sure, I'll never forget that. Much as I've tried, but yeah. But, you know, on the other hand, something that I heard 20 years ago, not a chance I'll remember that.
Okay. How about Frank Sinatra's My Echoes, My Shadow, and Me?
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the right title either.
No, but that's okay. It's just My Shadow and Me, yes.
Okay. I was like talking to my echo or something.
Yeah, My Shadow and Me, okay. So we got that. What else?
Fred Astaire.
Oh my God. Okay.
Let's see. What I'm trying to remember the title now. Top Hat. White Tie and Tails?
Yeah, absolutely. That is it. Top Hat, White Tie and Tails.
All right. Yeah.
That is absolutely, you're 100% right. That is a song.
Yeah, I like that. I wanted to know, is there a video for that song?
Oh, I'm sure. Whether it's current or not, I don't know. But let me take a look at this. I mean, how would you see it? I was going to say, wait a minute. Is there something I don't know? As far as I knew, you couldn't see it. All right. So, but somebody else could. Right, so let's see if there's anything on YouTube.
I wonder if they had like a video of him doing the tap dancing act in that.
Oh, probably. Yes. Okay, here we go. 1935. I've got the video right here.
Yeah, I can see him with his hat and his cane. His
yeah, right, shoes. Right. That yeah, from the movie. Right. That was 1935. So, Fred Astaire played a dancer. Gee, what a shock. A guy named Jerry Travers, I think, was in the movie. So, yeah, it was Fred Astaire and Ginger Roger. So, that's where Cheek to Cheek came from.
Yeah.
And Let's Face the Music and Dance.
Okay. All right, now here's another one for you. Either with or without, I'm not sure. I think he might have been on his own at the time. Jimmy Rushing? Or it might have been when he was with Count Basie, but I think it was on his own. Boogie Woogie Baby?
Didn't we play that?
No, I've had the last 6 weeks, I've been requesting a lot of songs with the word Boogie Woogie, you know?
Well, yeah, but we probably played it by Fats Domino, but you never know.
We did big Boogie Woogie Piggy.
Fats Domino did Boogie Woogie Baby around 1950. That was on Imperial. I've got that for sure.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know he did. I heard Jimmy Rushing did it about 3 weeks ago.
Well, a lot of people have done that. Eddie Clearwater and others as well. So it's one of those. One of those things, but I always think of it as Fats Domino. But let me look up something to see if we can find out who did it originally, because that I don't know.
Hey, while you're looking it up, I want to ask, what do you know about WBBM AM radio? Are they like trying to go dark or lower?
Well, they're not trying, that's for sure. but you know, you're talking about a radio station that's now owned by what I like to call Audacity, Odyssey, and their financial problems are certainly not a secret. So I'm looking for your song, by the way, and there's several of them here, but they're not the ones you want. All right, so it's Odyssey trying to save money as any way they can.
Because it seems like your signal's getting weaker at night, and they got 780.
Remember, in 2019, they had an issue with the transmitter site, and they applied for an STA to lower the power, I think they moved to that Bloomingdale, Illinois site, where their sister station WSCR is, and so in order to do that, they moved their power from like 50,000 watts to 35,000 in the day and 50,000 to 42 at night. So I think that that's the deal. But, of course, I don't know what their ground system is like there. And remember, that is important. So you got a lousy ground system, I don't care how many watts you're pumping out. So there are probably a lot of reasons, but that was in 2019 that happened when they, I don't remember what happened to that transmitter site. I should, but I don't. But that's been about 6-7 years now that they moved to that SCR site.
Would that take them a while? Because it seems like their signal at nighttime has gotten worse, especially when it rains.
Well, they both would have been down some, and but I haven't looked at the patterns to see. But like I say, the first thing that I'd say is if you're having issues picking them up, what's the ground system about right now? But this was 2019, so I would not think that you had huge problems now. No, BBM certainly not shutting down. Now, the CBS Radio News Service shut down the network. The Odyssey shut that down. But the radio station is absolutely still there, 780 AM. I don't know. I think they have a translator at 105.9. So I think.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's interesting because they have
780, 670 on AM.
Right.
And then 99, US 99 on FM.
Right.
And then 105.
Well,
on
that's not unusual because the rules have changed over the years, and you can own multiple stations. You can own a cluster. And that's made it very interesting in a lot of ways. And recently it was announced that they're removing the TV caps entirely. So, you know, there's all sorts of changes. But life is very different. You know, when the Federal Communications Commission was formed in 1934, it was an outgrowth of the 1925 Federal Radio Commission. And the deal of it is, remember, their primary thing was about signals and to, you know, provide the public interest, convenience, and necessity, make sure that the signals were clean and clear and all that. But it's based upon the concept of program scarcity because there were only so many stations. So every rule that came down the pike was all about, in the back of the rule, was program scarcity. We have to protect the public interest because there's only so many places they can hear it. Well, of course, now today with the internet and everything else, there's an unlimited amount of places you can hear things. So a lot of the rules that were based on program scarcity are no longer applicable. So you're seeing a lot of changes. And, you know, it's not black and white, though. It's a very gray area. And there's a lot of people arguing on both sides. I don't bring it up on the air much because this really is an issue when you get right down to it. But, you know, you could argue it either way. But the bottom line, again, is all this was formed based upon program scarcity. Do we still have scarcity? And that's the question.
Okay. You and a friend were trying to figure out how to use a computer. Earlier today, I heard a story on BBM. At 50 minutes after the hour during the daytime, they have like a little segment where they talk about people who do good things for the people.
Yeah.
And one was the grandmothers were having trouble using computers, and this child during the COVID era started up a program where she helps like senior citizens troubleshoot through the computers and stuff like that.
Well, and yeah, but it's a whole different thing, as you well know, when you can't see the damn thing.
She seems to have ways to help people that can't see, even to help them with their computers and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's someone cited, but yeah, I just thought maybe it'd be another, you know, say for someone.
Well, sure, why not? All right. Well, excellent. Well, we'll get your requests on. If not, later this week, we'll try some tomorrow and Thursday, but otherwise next week. But we'll get to them. All right. Thanks for calling. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, I tried last night, but your people, they just want to talk, and I couldn't get on.
Well, there's always next Monday night.
Oh, and like Cindy and David and that. When they're calls around, you get a lot of feedback, and mostly like when you're talking.
I know. You know, I've done all I could to tell them to turn off their radio. I give up.
Is that what it is?
Yes, of course. Of course. It's something in the background. Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, absolutely. I always say that. And a lot of people will leave radios on. And yeah, it sounds like hell on the air. But, you know, only so much I can do. All right. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. If you want the final word tonight, and if you don't, we got tomorrow night and Thursday night full shows right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Got about a minute and a half left, so we'll forego the bumper, and we'll talk to Jay in Cincinnati, who's got requests for tomorrow night. So, Jay, what do you want to hear?
Hey, great show, Raleigh.
Thank you.
End of summer, how about that swimming song? If you remember that one, what was his name? The guy was the third. He also did the Dead Skunk song.
Loudon Wainwright the third?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's one of those great summer songs.
Okay, I'm going to find it. I don't think I might have it, but I don't know if I've heard it, but I'll find it. A summer song about swimming. All right, that'll be good.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All righty.
All right, so, yeah, that'll be good. John Williams, Middays, is doing summer montages of all of us, and Ashley had asked for my 10 favorite summer songs, and she said, we'll turn it into a massage. No, a montage. No, I'll turn it into a montage. And so, actually, there were 11, and they're not necessarily my favorite, but it's a nice montage, and I think. So if you listen to John Williams at some point, I think you'll hear it. Now, in the meantime, what you're not going to hear tonight, and we are going to hear tomorrow night, is this horrendous story about a woman who hired a caretaker for her father. Winds up losing everything. Father's dead. She doesn't even know it. Loses the house, the contents, and everything else. And you'd think that there would be a way to get everything back. Not so quickly. So we'll talk about what you can do in advance, because as far as actually undoing it, maybe you can, but as far as getting your money back, you probably can't. And as far as getting the title to your house back, that's an increasingly large problem. And yeah, before the internet, we really didn't think about it. Well, a lot of reasons we have to think about it now. So I know it's almost an issue, except it's not an issue. I think we all agree that that kind of fraud is just unconscionable. On that happy note, we'll thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure for me to do, and I hope you'll do it again tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.